Okay, guys, so I thought I'd do like a sit-down conversation because like there's been a lot going on and I haven't really spoke about it. Like I never spoke about it. So I decided that I would maybe speak about it right now because there's a lot going on, a lot has gone on. And the only way I can explain what the feeling feels like is as if somebody's told you to stop stimming. Imagine you're stimming, imagine you're doing something, you're stimming or you're like or self-soothing, you're doing something, right? And then somebody says you stop stimming, you can't stim ever again. You're not allowed to stim anymore. Stop it right now, and that's it. And they stop, they hold your hands down or whatever, and they stop your ability to stim. That is kind of like the experience that I am currently experiencing right now. So I was working with a major television production company for a major national TV show here in the United Kingdom that is currently about to air tomorrow. I don't know when you guys are watching this, but basically it's happening tomorrow. And I was contacted by the company, and then we went through all the motions, and then I was cast for the show. And I was all the way ready, bags packed to do the show, did everything, filmed adverts for the channel, everything. And then all of a sudden they say, oh no, the channel doesn't want you anymore. And they kind of just cut me off instantly. Now, I believe that they did this because they didn't want someone with Asperger's syndrome on the show. Because you gotta remember, like, TV shows and casting companies are two different people. So the casters go out and find the people, and they feel like they believe in those people, and those people are gonna do the right job. And then the TV channel or the channel network are the people who then actually decide if that's what they want to represent their channel on television. So I'm legally bound. I can't tell you what the show was, what the channel was. But it's major. It's huge. It's major. But that being said, this is the experience I had. They basically phoned me and said, oh yeah, you're not going on the show anymore. Even though they'd said to me, you're definitely going on the show. Pack your bags, get everything ready. And I did that, you know, got everything ready, prepared everything for the show. And then all of a sudden they say, hey, you're not in the show. So how does that make me feel, man? That made me feel like I was like super just not appreciated. I was undervalued. And then I realized that it was like discriminatory. Like, they don't want to see Asperger's on television. They don't want autism represented in a certain way on television. And that kind of blows, man. You know, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. I've just been feeling like absolute rubbish for like an entire week. So it was almost a week since I found out like that I'm not doing the show, and the show airs like tomorrow, today. And it just freaks me out, man. It freaks me out. And I felt the lowest I've ever felt in my life. I gotta be honest with you guys. Like, I'm really like a happy-go-lucky person. I'm super pumped all the time. I'm always like, yeah, I'm gonna nail this. It's gonna be awesome. And I'm really positive all the time, usually. But with this specific one, I just feel let down. I feel like I let myself down, right? I feel like I was doing all this stuff and then I let myself down because like I allowed myself to be part of that process and I believed that it was going to happen and everyone told me that it was going to happen and then it didn't. And it was difficult. It's difficult to deal with. How do I comprehend that? You know, my routine that I thought I was going to do, like my plan, it's ripped away. Just like somebody saying, don't ever stim ever again. It's like, it's crazy, man. It literally is crazy. It's like the craziest thing I've ever experienced in my life. I think like it's probably the most crazy thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like, I can't even explain, you know. Huge channel, huge program, just like. But that being said, I made some really good friends with the production company and the casting directors and things like that, and they were all really cool and they love me and they want to work with me in some capacity, so it's not all bad, I guess. So as I continue to buy new clothes for myself, I am asking myself this, you know, how do I value myself? Where do I put myself? Am I good enough to represent autism on national television? Am I good enough to carry this torch? Am I good enough to do all these things? I don't know. I feel like I was. I feel like that's where my mind was at. I feel like I could do those things, but the proof's in the pudding. You've got to be able to prove yourself. You've got to be able to be the person who can do those things, right? And right now, I haven't been able to do that. But I believe I can do that. And that it will happen. I just gotta have some faith, man. I gotta have some faith in myself, right? You gotta have self-belief, self-faith. I know if this video isn't, like, I'm sorry if you guys see I got bags on the white eyes, I've been losing, like, sleep and stuff like that, but I'm sorry if this video is a bit, like, dull and you guys are like, what is Dan on about? This is terrible. You did, like, a making tea montage and that's about it. But, like, yeah, crazy. So that's what my mind's been at. But, I mean, not all bad. I mean, I made a course. I'm selling a course right now, which is pretty awesome. Actually, a few different courses. One is, like, how to turn your autism traits into superpowers. Another one is turning your obsessions into a career. Another one is the social interaction blueprint, like how to socialize. What are the bare principles of socializing? All the stuff I've designed to help you guys. And they're going to be for sale on my site very, very soon. And I'll link below. You know, you can go to copingsecrets.com right now and you can buy my Coping Secrets course, which is the full one I did. I don't know if you've seen the live stream I did talking about it, but yeah, it was so dope. But yeah, it's a crazy world.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.